This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. Yeah, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny Puamanuka,
PR person,
Rod, and the wonderful Simon.
Morning all.
Okay, now we're overcomers rising from the margins of Babylon. We're the voice against corporate greed and social neglect. And we're opposed to the ruling class living on the high line without being there for freedom, justice, and equality for all people. Now, I'm joining up with the Orangeman. He's contacted me this week. There's a lodge up north. So I'm expectant, Rod.
Expectant, you know? Yes, Jack.
Yeah. And I started my protesting by going into Ross Trevor Street. I'm outside Potarka's office. And I'm talking to a lot of the groups, the family groups there. And I met also the PSA yesterday because they look after workers' rights. And I was actually showing this to people, you know, people before profit. Communities over fear, being there for the status for people, the underclass and everyone. Water and housing essentials. It is essential to have water, isn't it? But we could be paying $6,000 a home for the water within 10 years.
Jack, are you going to ask Mr. Potaka to stand as an independent in one of the Māori seats as well as the West with you so that you guys are both on equal footings?
Well, he is a Māori. He should know that he has to stand there, you know what I mean?
A Māori.
But well, anyone can stand, Jack, and let the Māori electoral roll decide between you and Tama Potaka.
Yeah, yeah.
For an independent.
Now, you've got here, this is quite interesting, because I'm wearing Alex Phillips' mantle, uniting as an independent all tribes under the Madonna, Our Lady of Oceania. An independent candidate standing in a Maori electorate in 2026 probably does not win by sounding like a smaller version of Chris Hipkins. They win by becoming the person who says the system is no longer working for ordinary whānau, Maori and non-Maori, and I will fight for productive ownership, lower living costs, local decision-making and constitutional dignity without being captured by Wellington Party machines. Who wrote this? This is awesome, you know.
I don't know.
This is the mandate of the independent collective.
So, Jack, I looked at the thing called the bell-shaped curve, the Gaussian distribution, and also Pareto distribution, and basically a very small, like a comment like that, once it takes off with the auntie over a cup of tea, and she says with 1,000 people, and before you know it, Jack, you're elected as an independent in a Māori seat.
Wow. Well, I really feel challenged that I can actually represent both Maori and non-Maori, okay, and not just be a ruling elitist, governing everything from the top and having no relevance to where people are, not walking a mile in people's shoes with the economy, the job losses and everything. It's pretty horrific at the moment, isn't it, what's going on in society?
Well, if Tama Potaka was first on the list for the National Party, that would make him a contender for Prime Minister, and that would give you good opportunity to get elected as an independent in one of the Māori seats, Jack.
Yeah, I've also got here, in terms of bringing in the reign of Christ, constitutional marshals, and that's why I classify myself as a sheriff, sovereign citizens, common law, equity councillors, luminaries, Melchizedekian king priests, promoting the Joseph Company mantle. That's the reign of Christ, or, you know, Christ is wearing the Urim and Thummim, with seven mountains, Christ over economy. Can you visualise Christ being over our economy?
Oh, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it, Jack?
Over businesses? So businesses would be available to everyone, would bring down the cost of them and everything, and people would be able to spend more money. media, arts, family, religion, council and government. So what do you think of the idea of Christ being over council and government?
Well, let Jenny go first. Jenny?
Wait, what was the question?
So, Jack, I'll just paraphrase it. Yeah. Jack's asked if Christ, I think he would bring in a progressive tax from zero all the way up to 100% on the millionth dollar and every dollar after that. That's what I think if Christ was to be in charge of government. What do you think Christ would do first up?
Oh, that's a hard thing to say, because wasn't he in government when he was alive?
Well,
he took a whip to the money changers.
He kicked out the tables from
him. Yes, that's right, Roger. He actually went in there, kicked out all the scumbags with a whip and just took
that's
over.
Right.
I like it.
There's money lenders inside the temple.
That's right. It's more that the temple. So if he came into churches, Jack, he might say to the pastors, you've got to do your job free of charge and you don't get any income.
Yeah, so
all blind people get to see. Yeah. I think that's his first policy. I don't know.
You're the only star in my blue heaven, and Jesus is everything to me. Whoa. Yeah, so I'm identifying with the Catman, Birdman Tui today, which is the blue colour. Can you see my blue, which is the listener? And that is the Reuben Bartholomew Celestial Man within the New Jerusalem, ambassador functionaries, spiritual counselors, oracles who deliver the word. These are people who listen to people who are going through trauma and heartache and so forth. They listen, reflect, empathize, and counsel. Helps the bereaved, new creation Reubenites, ruler nobles, lovers of big hearts, surrendering wholeheartedly to God. Practicing great searching of heart, knowing their own weakness, turning to God and experiencing the apocalypse of the heart.
Jack,
this is inner revelation.
At the council meeting last week, Dependable Rachel came up because they had an independent person sitting around the table called Independent Rachel. And it was interesting. There was just under $300 million of no-bid contracts that went through the Hamilton City Council. KPMG went through it and whittled it down to 20 million no-bid contracts. And
wow,
that's a lot of money, Jack. No bids. That's just so. Anyway, Dependable Rachel's on top of it. I talked to Minty. Minty was at the gentleman's ride, the distinguished gentleman's ride at the end, and he said he's about the only person who's truly standing up for it. And I encourage him to make sure he's still there in 3 years' time. There you go, Jack. That's a bit of council news. And what's the name of the mayor again, Jenny?
Tim.
Yeah, I like Tim because Tim has got that British heart and for the Westminster system.
My brother uploaded
and he seems to understand people, but when it comes to the debt, like this here, there is a suspicion that this is yet another example of socialising the debt while privatising the profits. And a strong case can be made that Eawa is not in the best interest of Hamilton's residents and ratepayers. So as a mayor, it's a balancing. And now all the mayors are coming under a collective, aren't they? Kind of super council?
Illuminati of New Zealand.
Are they going to be there for ordinary people? What do you think? Is the council there for ordinary people?
I don't know, but Tim wasn't there for me.
I've always had a bit of a debate with that word collective. I still reckon you should shine as a sovereign individual, but if it's a sovereign individual bunch of collectives, that could work.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm a community hero standing against extremist nationalists, being a whitefish watchman, standing against city mayors and amalgamated globalist wannabes. Are they globalist wannabes, you know, serving the elect, giving money to the rich at a top level and not being there for the ordinary everyday people? I know we've got a nationalistic problem there with the coalition and everything, because I mean they're basically taking away public services now. And they're changing the education system to only suit kids with rich parents, you know, charter schools and this sort of thing.
Jack,
are they going to be there for ordinary everybody? Are most kids being educated are going to leave without a qualification?
Well, Simon said something very interesting just there. It's about not about the collective. It's about the individual shining.
Yes.
So that gets away from communism, which is a false god. You're talking about nationalism, which is rallying around a flag. And so we need to see humankind as one family. And so the other one is racism by identifying classes and groups. Simon?
Yeah, I'm only really saying that because of the document kind of work I'm doing at the moment. Like, I'm just finding out all this information about your fingerprint actually does hold a bit of power with red ink, and they're going to have fingerprint identity, facial recognition, iris recognition, and that's why I was talking about this morning. We've got to watch out for this prison planet and just keep pushing for freedom.
Yeah. So I'm a superhero truth person, and I've got a truth fork with me today, and I'm a justice trident. It is a light fork, the Trinity Spear, the Sentinel Trident. And what am I doing? We're using the devil's pitchfork against tax cuts for the rich, moving streeties on, destroying the economy, fuel taxes 12 cents a litre, and charter schools.
Jack, when is the handle going to become red, or when is the head going to become black? Because if you don't move streeties on with it, it's unused. Because that's where the red comes from, is prodding people.
Yeah, but this has a positive context. If you're a light fork...
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Yeah, you're bringing in the reign of Christ. Yeah, it's a Trinity spear, and you're a warrior for justice, defending your community. Where are the defenders of our communities?
Kenny?
Because everybody's making money and concerned about...
Yeah, they're at home playing the PC or the PlayStation, mate.
They're listening to Free FM.
Because there's no future for them.
They're listening to Free FM. They wow. can enroll and vote for an independent.
That's what I'm concerned about. Even your son, my son, I say to him, you're only rewarded according to your intelligence. So you need to study English, maths and science, and you need to be good at comprehending what you're reading. You know what I mean? And so what about the future generations?
Well, they're taking away interest-free student loans.
Yeah.
And I think they're taking away the student allowance.
Yeah.
And therefore you will have to be 19 years old before, like, you can go to uni. And now, a lot of kids aren't going to wait for that.
Right.
So.
And they might sort of head off to
If you ask me my opinion on how catatonic this government is to rangatahi, I've got nothing good to say.
So, Jack, my advice to Jenny's son is to go along to a musical. Which church plays music? Because that's a sanctuary, and it doesn't matter about IQ.
Yeah, most churches do.
Most churches do.
So I take him to church.
Excellent.
Yeah, good on ya.
I take him to any church, though.
I share the Lord Jesus with Peter all the time.
Some may disagree with.
But yesterday I got a haircut. You may have noticed. Okay. And I went to the place across from where the bus stop was, and they had a young guy who was doing my hair and this sort of thing, and I asked him, it's good that he's taking on a trade in life, you know, learning to do hair and this sort of thing. And then the boss come up and mentored him and said, you've got to make sure that both sides are equal and it's trimmed properly and this sort of thing. But he said, that's from next year, they're not getting the funding anymore. So they're not funding students learning how to cut hair or learning job skills and this sort of thing. I mean, that's horrible. Is National there for the people anymore? For young people, for families, for businesses? This is what I want to know.
So, Jack, it's up to you to come up with an independence view, because one of the things that I would suggest is you get 10 cents an hour if you're a young person to work in the garages and sheds throughout the country. And there's a lot of old people that have got tools, and these young people can learn how to use those tools as the old people get old and feeble. So that's an independent thing you can raise as an MP. And the legislation shall read that old people get their retirement income if they have a young person at 10 cents an hour in their shed for 40 hours a week. That'll spark New Zealand up.
Now, I always mention the energy lockdown, but apparently the regime in Iran is torturing people over there, because there's been thousands that have been killed over there. And they have women with machine guns, and there were 4,000 at a protest in Britain this week. It came out on TV. And had the ones that were anti the Muslim extremists, okay, and then you had pro-Palestinian marches on the other side, and you had hundreds of policemen there, and it cost them millions of dollars to kind of keep everybody under control. So, and I think Trump is threatening to go in again, and but I think it's good cop, bad cop, and I think they're using this oil crisis to control the world, so we're all shut down. Have you noticed how much it's costing for petrol now?
Jack, how much trouble would Israel be in if there were 21 sites that got thermonuclear things? I mean, they're already in trouble for Gaza, but what's the difference between a war crime and a thermonuclear war crime? And that's the thing we need to fret. Trump won't do anything, but yep, another country that's nuclear powered or with its weaponry could take out 21 sites. And then the straits open up and the boats start flowing again.
Yeah, I've had people come up to me and say, oh, you run the Church of Zion. I said, that's right, because what I do is I take people into the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and then acknowledging King Jesus and then bringing in the reign of Christ.
They came to my door.
With all the different colours of the rainbow, but it's God's eternal rainbow that I am actually talking about.
They came
here
to my door and I had to say, I'm sorry, I'm taken by the Mormons.
Oh, right, you've got to know the Lord Jesus Christ today, because that's the hub, that's the basics of everything. So I've been blessed by people saying, hey, you're with the Church of Zion, aren't you? You bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, that's right. And now we thought that my chatbot wasn't going to happen, okay? Because it cost us a little bit of money to have it put online and all this sort of, and then the lady all of a sudden sort of withdrew. But we've found someone else now. I'm going to be putting my game online, my game Synergy, with a light passing through everything, archetypes, colours, symbols and this sort of thing, and it's going to go online. It'll probably cost me $50 a month to have my own pastor bot online.
Jack, Simon asked a question about prisons. Have you asked Tama Potaka what number of prisoners has he visited? No, I'm serious, because you as an MP can knock on the door and go and visit every single 10,000 prisoners.
Yes.
Who has he done? And I want to hear what Simon has to say about prisons.
Yes, I have my thoughts on prison, on how they paid so much for this new one. And I think the result I came up with, they're more interested in building prisons than they are rehabilitation. That's what we should be looking at.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned on TV they talk about stepping up the crime, you know, for paedophilia or sex crimes and this sort of thing. And I sort of think, well, you know, you can get any man on sex. And I know some men who have gone to prison, one elderly guy who had a shower or whatever and his family turned on him, and now he's doing time in prison and the guy's innocent. He rang up the Salvation Army and said hello. He said hello to everybody.
Wait a minute. So he had a shower and this led to him being incarcerated?
Yeah, well, apparently the only one who could help him was his granddaughter or whatever, mm-hmm, because he fell over and he had a crooked leg.
And then she was like, that's SA.
And then in the family, you know, they use political correctness against men and to put men away for things they haven't done and this sort of thing.
So the thing I found with my experience, you can just like innocently like living through life and, you know, got a job, family, and you think life's sweet, but it's so dark behind the scenes, and these people that want to incarcerate you over stuff that you shouldn't go to jail for. It's pathetic. And that's why I'm fighting back.
Yeah. So I'm actually joining up with the Orange Group, okay? They have lodges around.
What does joining up mean? How much does it cost, Jack?
No, I'm connecting with one of the main guys who's going to be talking to me, chaperoning or kind of
Do you
mentoring.
Sign a membership role?
Yeah, well,
okay.
I could do. But I'm interested in William of Orange because I'm interested in his federal system, constitutional monarchy. And that's why I actually led me to start wearing this badge with the eight-pointed Melchizedekian star on it. and Sheriff Sovereign Citizens Common Law Councillors. And I was reading this, when you're talking about the post day of the Lord and bringing in the reign of Christ, you're talking about Jubilee Constitutional Marshals. So we need more people to become defenders of society. We need more community heroes. You need to enlist now, Jack, as an independent.
I wrote two plays on prisons, and one of them was playing chess, and then someone gets a pardon if you win the top chess, and that men and women play the heats, and that comes through. So that was an interesting one. And the other one is, I talked to another play where the Governor General has to pardon 10% of the prison population every year, otherwise they get put in prison.
Rehabilitate them.
And that play was an interesting one as well. So there's two plays, and Simon's asked me to email him, and I'll send those two plays to you, Simon.
Yeah, I'm more working off. Rod, I'm so thankful to you. So much information I got off you, especially with working the courts over the Attorney Generals, going down the line, and, you know, encouraged me to get up in there in the courts and find out just the simple things like an address, a date of birth, and where they live. And they don't give you the information because it's a stinking name game.
It is a criminal setup.
These lawyers, these judges, they're not the full.
So Roddy's got a bit of a debacle.
When you're an MP, Jenny's quite correct. We're talking, I don't qualify for a community service card because my spouse earns over a certain amount of money, and for decades I've had to go along as a non-citizen in New Zealand, and she calls me a zero near. And
what's a zero near?
Big zero. Zero near, that's no zero. And so
can you email or DM Tama and be like, give that man a community services card?
So, and it was brought in by the National Party Prime Minister, which was John Key, because he didn't want his wife going down to Wins and sitting in the line and meeting people. So he made it that if your spouse, if you earn much money, and so that's where, and there's a whole lot of people out there, especially husbands, who don't even have security services cards.
I would like to thank
cards.
You, Rod, because you've given me an understanding of solar system jurisdiction. It's the energies of the universe.
Yeah.
And participatory democracy, and everyone is a sovereign, everyone is a self-determined individual. And constitutional identity is so vital today, because have we got a real constitution? Have I got rights as an individual?
No, that's what they're trying to get rid of, Jack.
They're trying to take our rights away.
Yep.
And so standing as an independent, I'm saying, I'm getting into your face, I'm challenging you over these basics. And another thing is, we need Christ over every sphere, like with seven mountains, Christ over economy, over business, over media, arts, family, religion, council, and the government. But when I look at the church, all the different churches, they come to Jesus as Messiah, but they don't know the resurrected, glorified Christ, the person of the Lord Jesus, King Jesus, and they're not stepping into the New Jerusalem bubble to bring in the reign of Christ.
So Jenny's son learns music in church, but if he joined you outside Tamapotaka's, right, and asked for something for youth, for himself, that's what he needs to do, is protest, because you're allowed to have protest.
He's three.
Yes, he needs to be out there. That means you've got to come with
you can
Jack
stand with peaceful assembly any place, any time, and you can air your views. But they're trying to take that. We used to protest outside judges' houses, and we used to protest outside these organisations. But now, all of a sudden, the police will turn up, and now you've got to tell someone if you do a protest. But if you do a protest and stand on the footpath, you're allowed to talk to yourself and talk to the person like they're there.
Yes.
This is freedom of speech. This is freedom of assembly. These are a Bill of Rights that apply to every individual, even to people on the street. You're allowed to be on the street. The police don't have the right to move you on unless you're creating a disturbance.
And just in talking to people in general in the community, that fear is working. Like I was just talking to this guy yesterday, and he goes, they, and I'm thinking, who the heck's they, mate? Yeah, that's fear. He's speaking out of fear. Hear where I'm coming from? There's nothing to be afraid of.
We need to stand up for our rights. We need to know who we are. And even with registering to vote, a lot of people sort of think, well, it's a waste of time voting. It doesn't change anything.
No. I think records show that more people are enrolled to vote now.
And
they need to stand and Jenny, they believe. Jenny Everyone
can,
has to.
Jenny can enroll her son on the as an independent, and they will give you your $300 back because he's not 18 yet, Jenny. But he can still, you can do the paperwork.
Can he enroll?
No. He can stand as a candidate.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
At three, as long as you're over 18 years old. Yes, the paperwork and get it returned.
So you need
vote
to be
Kenny Papa.
A superhero. You need to have this a true fork. You need to be a justice trident, and you need to stand against extremist nationalism with light, justice and courage. You need to stand in your belief. You need to be a guardian of your community, and only cost you $300 to register as an independent, as part of the collective. Apparently with a heart, he's got about 15 already, hasn't he? So we need to really work on that, brother.
Yeah, so we've invite Tummer along to the independent, so he can still be part of the National Party, but he can still run in as a Māori seat as an independent.
Yeah, I'm going to ring them up and talk to them about
and
the commission.
And I think he should run in the South Island, which includes the Chatham Islands, Tummer. So there you go, down in the South Island, Chatham Islands.
But the Chatham Islands is basically its own thing.
Yeah.
Why is it classed as part of...
So,
confusing.
As a guardian of the community, confronting extremist nationalism with courage and truth, community protectors explore the darkness of nationals' extremist ideology. So here's some of my policies here. People before profit, communities over fear. So communities should come first, not that they're cutting off the funding and groups that are teaching people how to cut hair and no longer get the funding. And a lot of groups that used to go taking care of people's health needs, they're no longer there, you know what I mean? My organisation's still there. I had a big quest. I've got enough to keep me going for another
Jack,
5 years.
The other person that you can ask to stand in a Māori seat is Tim McIndoe. He can stand up there at Waitangi in that electorate and run as an independent as well, Jack, and do the mayoralty as well as be an independent with you down in Parliament.
And water and housing essentials, that it's a right to have a house. Why does it have to be a special, you know, you've got to have $500,000 or whatever to own a home? Everybody should have their own home in this country. Peaceful civic responsibility, seeking justice, accountability and community well-being. Kaitiakitanga guardianship. And that's awesome what you've said here, because I believe I have Alex Phillips' mantle to unite all the tribes together. An independent candidate standing in a Māori electorate in 2026 probably does not win by sounding like a smaller version of Chris Hipkins.
Winston asked the question, which tikanga? Is it Ngāpuhi? Is it the South Island? Which tikanga? What's your answer, Jenny? When Winston asks, which tikanga? Is it?
I don't
Kawa.
Know.
Kawa.
Law. So it's about hapu.
The principles.
So which is... Yeah, carry on, Jack.
So long as it's
old
family.
Man principles.
Yeah. No, so long as you take care of people. We don't want you to become elitists, you know, corporate whores at a top level where you control all the money and everything else. We want you to provide housing for your people. Mm. We want you to be there for people who are sick, for the Maori people. Hey, I need to actually stand in a Maori electorate.
I believe you've got the power to squash Chris, the little man. Get rid of squash Chris.
No, don't get me wrong. I go along with Labour, the Greens and the Maori Party.
Yeah.
So long as they're there for people and so long as they've got balls of steel and they can nail the issues and tell National what's what.
So,
don't
Jack,
hold
you're
back,
an independent. You unite the seven seats and then you are the kingmaker. Which is your holy coalition going forward? Who would you pick?
I'll work in with anyone who wants to change the status quo and freedom, justice
and
equality.
And your bottom line, freedom, justice and equality. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much for listening to our show
Probably
today.
Sure.
You need to enroll now and you need to become part of the collective. Okay, bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.